Wasting a lot of time with these ridiculous debates that nobody's watching. Their last debate was the lowest rated debate in history. That's a good compliment, isn't it? And what was I doing, Marjorie? I was someplace else, wasn't I, huh? I was doing another interview. We had 271 million people listening to the Tucker Carlson interview. That's an all-time record.
Yeah, yeah. Donald J. Trump in Somerville, South Carolina yesterday. I find it fascinating that the more he's indicted, the higher his poll numbers. We'll have more from Donald J. Trump coming up in just a bit. Also, we're going to take you to the southern border, Eagle Pass, Texas. Tony Gonzalez, a congressman there, he has a solution to the Biden border crisis. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. It's the eve of the second Republican primary debate. What do we expect to emerge as the main topics from California? We'll break it all down for you.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Hi, I'm Mike Baker, former CIA operations officer and your host for the President's Daily Brief. Just like the President, start your morning armed with critical insights you need to know. Every weekday, I'll give you a 20-minute briefing on the vital issues impacting our nation. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. The President's Daily Brief. Get briefed. Stay ahead.
On this Tuesday, as the migrant situation grows more intense, not only in the USA, but in Europe as well, religious leaders are caught in a tight spot. Christianity commands that the dignity of all people be honored, especially the poor and marginalized. With the exception of the Russian Orthodox Church, whose leader supports Putin slaughtering Ukrainian women and children, Christian doctrine compels believers to help those who need help. But the developed countries cannot assimilate millions of poor people without damaging their own citizens. President Biden's open border policy has led to death, record amounts of fentanyl pouring in, and the destruction of border communities like El Paso. France is using troops now to stop immigrants from entering, and Italy is considering using its navy to blockade northern African countries. Enter Pope Francis, who traveled to France last week to support mass migration. Theologically, the Pope is doing the right thing. However, in public policy, he is putting an impossible burden on taxpayers. In the USA, the nation's most powerful cleric, New York's Cardinal Dolan, told the press that President Biden refuses to discuss the migrant situation with him. The president, who makes a great show out of his Catholicism, is being disrespectful to the cardinal, as well as every American taxpayer. The migrant problem goes right to the heart of responsible government. Virtue signaling, not going to solve this. God only knows. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, I'm still trying to figure out what this acing accountability is all about. This was the program rolled out last week by Governor Lombardo, and it is designed to create metrics to where how we can measure progress by the Clark County School District and other school districts around the country or around the state. My question is, what is acing accountability? Megan Barth has been reporting on it for the NevadaGlobe.com. And I'll just tell you, I don't understand how this thing's going to work. I don't know what the metrics are. Are they going to create them out of thin air? We'll find out. Megan Barth will join us. She'll break it all down for us. She'll put it into bite-sized pieces that we can all digest. How's about that? Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Nevadans, prescriptions can be expensive. Let the Array RX discount card be your solution. Now available to all Nevada residents. Simply sign up for free, show your pharmacist your digital card, and save money. Receive discounts of up to 80% on certain medications. There are no age or income restrictions, and it only takes a minute to enroll. Visit ArrayRxCard.com to learn more and sign up today.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump preparing for a road trip. He'll be traveling to Detroit tomorrow, where he'll meet with some of the striking auto workers. He's skipping the second Republican presidential primary debate in order to visit the Motor City. Ahead of the trip, the Trump campaign has been running radio ads in Michigan and Ohio, applauding the auto workers and assuring them that he's always had their back. After the Trump visit was scheduled, the White House announced that President Biden would be visiting Michigan, and his visit will come later today.
UAW workers in Bellevue, Michigan.
We UAW
walked off the job Friday as part of the strike expansion against GM and Stellantis, formerly Fiat Chrysler, but not Ford because the company met some union demands. President Biden visits Michigan Tuesday, tweeting to join the picket line and stand in solidarity with the UAW as they fight for a fair share of the value they helped create. Also in Michigan Wednesday, former President Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican nomination, he'll be giving a speech to auto workers instead of taking part in the GOP debate. I'm Julie Walker.
And about that GOP debate, there will be seven candidates on the stage. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, not one of them, having failed to meet the stricter criteria for participation in debate number two. The clock continues to tick away with a partial government shutdown just 5 days off, and still there's no deal on a stopgap spending bill to maintain the government's business as usual. A House vote expected later in the day today on a package of funding bills. The Senate, meanwhile, has started working on its own bipartisan government funding plan. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been in the red so far. Right now, the Dow down 165 points. The Nasdaq is off 130. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This is your KNZQ News Flash. MGM Resorts International having to deal with its recent cyber attack. Well, it's not over. Lawsuits have now been filed alleging the casino giant and Caesars Entertainment both failed to protect personal customer data. Now, those five lawsuits charge the two companies failed to protect the personal information of loyalty program customers whose data may have been compromised by those two different separate cyber attacks. MGM officials say operations are back to normal after a cyber attack that began on September 10th. Caesars reportedly paid millions of dollars in ransomware due to a cyber attack back in August. Those lawsuits contend the companies should have known the importance of protecting customers' personal information and that they failed to comply with Federal Trade Commission guidelines as well as industry standards. Eastern European hacking groups have claimed responsibility for the attacks. Both MGM and Caesars have yet to comment on those lawsuits. It could soon cost you more to camp out in Death Valley. The National Park Service asking for fee increases for several campsites and backcountry hiking permits. Now, if approved, those increases would be the first since 2017. They could happen as early as February. They will help fund maintenance, visitor services, and educational programs. Flood damage from Tropical Storm Hillary back in August closed Death Valley for more than a month. It's expected to partially open October 15th. No big winner in last night's Powerball drawing, making 29 straight drawings with no one taking home the top prize. Four tickets did win $1 million each for matching the five regular numbers. Tomorrow's jackpot, it should be worth $835 million or a lump sum of $390 million. The Powerball jackpot was last won back in July when one ticket in California hit for more than $1 billion. The odds of winning, about 1 in 292.2. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
AM 670 KMZQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
A bumpy start to this Tuesday morning drive-in. Several accidents to report on our Valley freeways. We'll start in the downtown Las Vegas area. A new one being reported on 95 northbound before the Las Vegas Boulevard exit. On the Northern Beltway, an accident on 215 westbound before Alianza Parkway. Checking the resort corridor, one going each way. A wreck on 15 southbound before Spring Mountain. That is off to the right shoulder, as is one on 15 northbound before Sahara. Again, also off to the right. Sunny and warm today. Afternoon highs will return to the mid-90s, stopping right around 94 degrees today under clear skies. It's 70 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, take it away now. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Tuesday, September 26th. Good to have you with us. Always good to have Megan Barth on because she brings so much life to the program. She joins us. She's the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. You have been busy.
What's new, right?
No, but it's great stuff. You got breaking news. You've got a major endorsement. Bring me the news on Heidi Kasama. I think that's a major endorsement when the Speaker of the House comes out during a primary and anoints you.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened yesterday morning, I believe it was. She announced in a press release that Kevin McCarthy had endorsed her, and Speaker Kevin McCarthy, of course, and he mentions her successful business career as well as her conservative leadership. You know, your typical endorsement. But, you know, this also comes at a time in the middle of heated negotiations, if you want to call it that, even nearly an impasse in Washington, D.C. over a continuing resolution or a stopgap funding bill, which would keep the government open for at least another 30 days. So, you know, during the midst of, you know, relative chaos, I guess, in Washington, D.C., Kevin took some time to throw an endorsement her way.
Does it surprise you that the Speaker of the House would anoint a candidate during a Republican primary? I mean, the other candidates in that race must look at this and shake their heads. Does this surprise you at all?
A little bit. Yeah, it did. It's a big endorsement. I mean, you have the leader of the Republican Party from a House standpoint endorsing your race in Nevada. And, you know, you do have three other candidates. I would say one strong candidate, Drew Johnson, ran for commissioner against Justin Jones last election and only lost narrowly by a couple hundred votes, I think it was. So for Drew's first time running, I mean, he did very well against a commissioner with strong name ID, good or bad, right? So I was surprised to see that endorsement. I don't really know how that endorsement – I'm one to say that do endorsements really matter? You know, we'll see. And so we'll see if Heidi Kasama can use that endorsement in her favor. In order, you know, that's going to help her obviously to raise money, and it's going to take a lot of money to win this race against Susie Lee.
This was a district, CD3, that was redrawn by the Democrat legislative majority to the Democrat advantage. How much of an advantage will Democrats have in CD3?
I haven't checked the numbers lately, but I think they gerrymandered it into like a 3 to 5 point Democratic advantage, if I remember. However, when you look at the voter registration, there's a strong amount of independence in that district. Now, that could be because of automatic voter registration, so you kind of are already default if you don't choose. You're automatic. You're automatically registered as an independent in case you don't choose. So it's hard to say if really that growth in independence really across Nevada is due to automatic voter registration or due to voter will.
Well, we will find out how this plays out. Again, Heidi Kasama, a major endorsement, the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy endorsing her. And Susie Lee is another one of these members that needs to be shown the door. We'll talk about that as we go along. I've got to get some answers from you, though, on a story you wrote about last week. Governor Lombardo rolling out the acing accountability metric or framework. Can you talk? I love the idea of accountability. It makes a lot of sense. But I just I was talking yesterday about how we need more meat on the bones. What is this program all about, and what does it mean?
Well, the goal of this program, and it's not clearly defined as far as the accountability metrics, because those metrics are going to be developed by the state superintendent of education, Joni Ebert, and then additionally with the superintendents across the state, depending on the needs of their county. But basically, these metrics, these accountability metrics, will apply to the basically the historic $12 billion in funding that the governor passed in his biennium budget for K-12 education. And so, you know, the first year is, I think, $2.6 or $2.2 billion that'll be funneled into the public education system, the failing public education system, I must add. And so in order to improve scores across the board in reading, comprehension, et cetera, there will be these accountability metrics tied to that investment. And so they're looking to have a percentage increase, not one percentage, but a unknown percentage or a certain percentage increase across these standards that the state has developed in a variety of areas. You know, not graduation rates, because what's interesting about the graduation rates in this state, and this is exactly what the districts have done in order to basically bamboozle parents as well as test scores, is it's basically a pass-fail system. So you don't really have, like in Clark County, for example, they don't really provide grading anymore, right? It's just pass-fail. So you could have literally, when you look at the numbers in Clark County, for example, I think, and this is a guesstimate, but it less than 20%, I know that's true, I just don't have the exact number, less than 20% of Hispanic and Black students can read. Less than 20% of Hispanic and Black students have a strong reading comprehension or even mathematical comprehension. They're basically illiterate. But yet, when you look at, so if it's less than 20%, that means that over 80% of your student body is illiterate, yet you're producing numbers that show about 80% of your student body is graduating.
Which means
so we're basically graduating illiterate students.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So when you're out and about and you're wondering why you can't get any service or no one knows how to add, subtract, multiply, or divide, that would be it. And so these metrics are going to improve, not necessarily graduation rates, because the graduation rates look great. But then when you look under the graduation rates at the reading comprehension, mathematics, there's something for attendance, all of these things, as long as that improves to a certain percentage, then they'll meet the accountability metric.
Okay, so who precisely, is there one person or is there a panel, a committee that's going to be formed to draw up these metrics to see if there is truly accountability in our district?
Well, from what I understand, I don't know about a panel or a committee or whatever, but what I do understand is that the superintendent of education, again, Joni Ebert, and then her associate superintendents in the specific county are going to work on these metrics. Now, how are they, those metrics determined or evaluated and by whom? That was not clear, but I assume it's going to fall under the Department of Education. They'll compile the data, send it to the governor, and see if those metrics are achieved.
I want to take you in a different direction. Just when you thought it was safe to be MGM Resorts after the cyber hacking, all of a sudden, we find out there's a class action lawsuit alleging a failure to protect customer data. This is filed against Caesars Entertainment and MGM Resorts. What do you know about this?
I don't know anything about that. I haven't written about it this week.
Okay. I'm just curious because these
However, I'm not surprised, right? So I'm not surprised at all. I mean, we saw one of the largest cyber attacks on an international company that basically gripped the company, and that would be the MGM International, for at least a week, and that's still ongoing. And you had many player accounts with personal information, employee accounts with personal information, absolutely compromised and stolen from these international hackers who basically were demanding, I can't remember the ransom, but an extraordinary amount of ransom to which MGM didn't pay. I understand that Caesars paid without really telling anybody advertising it. I think Caesars paid $15 million in ransom in order to basically get their systems back and out of hostage status. But MGM decided not to pay the ransom. So MGM had a much more I guess, broadcast, if you will, problem with this hacking situation that impacted gaming across the world, not only in Las Vegas, but in Mississippi and in Macau, et cetera. And so it's not surprising that there's a class action lawsuit that's filed against these two organizations. And it really shows you that you must have a robust cybersecurity system in place. What I understand also is that the hackers at MGM basically gained access to a low-level tech employee within MGM who I believe gave them a, you know, some sort of confidential information in order for them to just initially break into the system. So, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. MGM wasn't really providing a lot of information, but this, as you saw the lines at all of the MGM properties, you know, during that time, it affected how people can check in, how people can check out. People couldn't get into their rooms, and the list goes on and on. So it was a huge PR nightmare for MGM, and it seems like with this lawsuit, it will be ongoing.
Well, and can I tell you, I know at least one limo driver who essentially was laid off for a week because there was simply no business at MGM Resorts. And he ended up essentially just kind of chilling for a week.
Right. I mean, I'm surprised it just lasted a week. This was a huge, huge hit, a huge cyber attack that they wormed their way into the deepest levels of their corporate system and compromised, I don't know how many people's personal information. I mean, MGM is one of the biggest stakeholders in Las Vegas and the world as far as casino and hospitality. And I don't even know how many customers were impacted or how many employees were impacted in their database, but it was massive.
Do you worry that this can happen again, and not just to MGM Resorts, but any of the other gaming interests here in Las Vegas?
Oh, absolutely. I think it could happen to the gaming industry in Las Vegas. I think it could happen to government agencies. I think it could happen to banking industries. I think it could happen to, utility companies. I mean, this is serious stuff, you know, to hack into MGM systems is an inordinate undertaking, but seemingly very easy for these skilled actors. So I worry about not just the hospitality industry, but the other industries that could impact each of us across the spectrum of industries. Like I said, whether it be banking, whether it be utilities, this is called cyber terrorism. And what's odd about, you know, the initial information that came out and then the subsequent information that came out is that we didn't hear anything from the FBI Cyber Terrorism Task Force. We didn't hear anything from President Biden. We didn't really hear anything from anybody that was elected or any law enforcement agencies that you would think would be right on top of this, assisting MGM in getting out of this mess. And we still haven't heard a statement.
Well, the fact that the FBI has been called in doesn't give me reason for optimism. Is there something government should be doing to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Yeah, start recruiting 17 and 18 year olds because that was the average age of the hackers of this group. Start recruiting them into your technology departments. Something, because you're going to need a better mousetrap to protect yourselves from these guys.
Megan, if folks want to find out more about thenevadaglobe.com, where do they go and how do they find you?
Thenevadaglobe.com. They can find us there, and they can also find us on Twitter. Our Facebook was just disbanded, so I can't really talk about that because that's, you know, I guess we flouted the rules or something. I have no idea what we did. I just got a notice.
Were you kicked off?
I have no idea. I don't manage the social media except for Twitter, so... You know, Facebook did the same thing to my Reagan Babe account where, you know, I could write something and no one would see it. And I used to reach millions. So, yeah, I'm not really sure what happened there. But they can still go to Facebook probably and like our page and Twitter at Nevada Globe.
Very good. Megan, thank you so much. Always love having you on. We'll have you on again next week.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Have a great day.
Megan Barth, the